Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Into the Show. Hump Day, Wednesday, March 11th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer was in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Her office announced that President Donald Trump agreed during a face-to-face meeting with Governor Gretchen Whitmer that he would give Northern Michigan additional federal funding to assist in the recovery efforts from last year's ice storm. Whitmer's press secretary, Stacey LaRouche, said the governor and the president met yesterday afternoon in the White House, during which the president agreed to deliver additional assistance and that the governor was thankful. The governor went there to make the case that small businesses and utility companies are still recovering from last year's ice storms in northern Michigan. In late March 2025, multiple communities were pounded with freezing rain and thick ice that overpowered trees, causing branches to fall on power lines and other infrastructure items. Poles were snapping, out of power for almost 2 weeks out at the radio station. PIE&G has actually added a fee to electric bills to get reimbursed the amount of money they had to spend to get power back on. Well, the announcement comes after months of efforts by the Michigan House Republicans to secure federal disaster relief funding in the aftermath of the ice storms that devastated northern Michigan back in the spring of 2025, said State Representative Cam Cavett, Republican of Sheboygan. Cavett said, "I witnessed the devastation the ice storm brought firsthand. The damage more closely resembled a hurricane than a winter storm. I'm glad President Trump took matters into his own hands and secured this funding for our communities." Northern Michigan has been doing everything it can to recover for more than a year. These funds from President Trump are the culmination of months of hard work and close partnerships between the House Republicans and the White House. I'm proud to see that our work paid off. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, while there meeting with the president, also talked about Selfridge Air National Guard Base, as well as the project to prevent invasive carp from entering the Great Lakes. LaRouche said that the governor updated the president on the four dangerous tornadoes that struck southwest Michigan back on March 6 last week, resulting in four deaths and more than a dozen people being injured. Damages took place across Cass, St. Joseph, Branch, and Calhoun counties. We'll get into the rest of the discussion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer having a sit-down directly with President Trump in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Short break. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Just to continue on with this story update, Governor Gretchen Whitmer meeting with President Donald Trump in the White House yesterday, getting some funds, federal dollars, coming to Northern Michigan from the ice storm from last March, last year, 2025. While there, Governor Gretchen Whitmer talked about two additional pieces of critical infrastructure that she absolutely wanted to address with the president. One of them, Selfridge Air Force Base in Macomb County, and also the developing Brandon Road Interbasin Project. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said Michigan looks forward to welcoming the new fighter jets to Selfridge Air Force Base, which will strengthen our national security, boost the base's readiness, and protect thousands of jobs in Macomb County. However, the governor also reiterated Michigan's commitment to the Brandon Road Project to prevent invasive carp from entering the Great Lakes and damaging the region's economy. Spokesperson for the governor explained that the ecosystem protection effort is aimed at blocking the upstream movement of the invasive carp, and that they need funding to be released so that the Army Corps of Engineers can begin construction as soon as possible. Well, President Trump shared on his Truth Social page yesterday that he was working with the governor trying to save the Great Lakes from the rather violent and destructive Asian carp, which is rapidly taking over Lake Michigan and all of our beautiful surrounding areas. President Trump then went on to say, "I will be asking the other governors to join us in this fight. Not just Michigan, but Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, New York, and of course, the future governor of Canada, Mark Carney, who I know will be very happy to contribute to this worthy cause." I love this president. He had a great statement going, and then he had to get a gig in there against Canada. The future governor of Canada. That's great. Well, actually, DNA evidence puts the Asian carps still miles away from Lake Michigan, and there hasn't been actually any proof that the fish, the Asian carp, is actually in the Great Lakes just yet. But evidently, the president was somehow misled, confused, whatever, and said that it was rapidly taking over Lake Michigan, when in fact, it's not even in technically Lake Michigan just yet. But the governor was there, and she was selling it, trying to get more federal money from the president. So very excited for the governor trying to help out Northern Michigan. Because, man, I even got a text message. Where was it? I think it was Jim. Jim up in Sheboygan. Speaking of that ice storm, there's still a tree lying over on a power line and the pole in Sheboygan on Court Street. We've got them in Antrim County. M88 coming in from, I believe it's Central Lake, heading towards Bel Air. There's still trees over on the power lines. Why they haven't taken those trees down yet, I have no idea. But it's not good, and it definitely needs to be resolved. And we appreciate the governor going and seeing the president. Now, one of the things that is kind of interesting that is being considered by representatives in the state house, temporary workers can stay at campgrounds longer under a proposed house bill. Individuals staying at campgrounds do not have to leave after 180 days, which is the current requirement, especially if there's a local housing shortage, a workforce shortage, or a recent state of emergency. Under legislation that was passed in the House yesterday, bipartisan support, 89 to 18. State Representative Rochelle Smith, Republican of Shelbyville, introduced House Bill 5430. As prompted by the State Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, known as EAGLE. They needed to interpret the laws regarding, quote, temporary campground stays as being 180 days or less, forcing some of the campers to leave even when they had nowhere else to go. In some cases, impacting workers who are truly staying in an area temporarily. Utility crews, even some traveling nurses. Well, by expanding the definition and not allowing EAGLE to implement arbitrary rules will help save the housing problem in our state, Smith told the House committee earlier this year. There were bipartisan support for the bill, but also bipartisan support against the bill. 18 state reps that voted against it. Republican Greg Alexander of Carsonville, Noah Arbit, Democrat of West Bloomfield, Julie Brixey, Democrat of Okemos, Steve Cara, Republican of Three Rivers, Brenda Carter, Democrat from Pontiac, James DeSanta, I know Jim, Republican of Carlton, he voted against it. Matt Maddock, Republican of Milford, he voted against it as well. And the other Republican on the list, Donnie Steele from Lake Orion. All the rest were Democrats. Well, one of them, Devendorf from Lansing, said the original version offered a broader way to address housing shortages and that this final legislation missed opportunity to better utilize existing spaces for temporary shelter. Now, the original bill allowed a local government to identify a local housing emergency based on census data or other federal data that shows a rental vacancy rate below 5%. If there's very limited number of housing available, she wanted to expand the wording in the bill. Another component, median gross rents that exceeds 30% of median household incomes. I think it's important to note that the legislation in its original form still left the decision up to local governments and our campgrounds. So, kind of interesting how this one went down, but it did get pretty much overwhelming bipartisan support, passed 89 to 18. Well, as part of the four-hour session yesterday, the House first passed House Bill 4949, sponsored by State Representative Jennifer Wirtz, Republican of Quincy. Well, it ended up passing on party line votes. 56-51. The bill expanded liability protections for sport shooting ranges, shielding the owners, operators, and users from civil lawsuits or criminal prosecution tied to any noise complaints when ranges follow generally accepted operating practices. The legislation would also ensure that those protections remain in place even if the range undergoes upgrades or expansions, including safety improvements or ecological updates, so long as the facilities continue to comply with accepted operational procedures and standards. Two other bills the House also approved aimed at cracking down on cargo theft. First bill, House Bill 5125, passed 87-20 and would allow courts to impose additional prison time for up to 10 years for individuals convicted of stealing commercial cargo shipments. Companion bill, House Bill 5126, also passed bipartisan 86-21, updating Michigan's sentencing guidelines to reflect the new cargo theft offense created under House Bill 5125. So it seems like the House is trying to get a bunch of bills done while still working on the budget. But there's a lot of information coming in during hearings regarding various subjects, issues, and spending here in the state of Michigan. We're going to talk about this package of bills that are being looked at on the Senate side based on a child care subsidy rates, according to one senator saying that the rates need to increase. Who is the front runner on this? Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak. She's also running to be the nominee for the Democrats to run against Mike Rogers for the U.S. Senate. So it's going to be very interesting to see if she is trying to get some publicity for sponsoring these bills and potentially thinking that it may actually come from Washington when she gets there as a U.S. Senator. So we'll get into the details of this one as well. Let's see that one. One, two, three, four, five Senate bill package. Child care accessibility. So we're going to talk about that story on the other side of the break, which is coming up. We don't have enough time to get into this one. Yeah, we're definitely going to hold this one over. How many of our listeners out there utilize child care? Mom and dad both work, have a young child? Or do you guys have family members, if you're